Well, Rory, any better today?
A little better. I needed to get off to a fast start to have any chance of being here for the weekend. And I was 5 over through 7 holes, so that didn't really happen. But after that, I just decided to try and, I guess, practice a little bit for the next few weeks coming up. And I decided that I was going to hit driver every hole that I could, because that's going to be a big factor the next few weeks. And I actually drove the ball pretty well and ended up playing the last 11 holes in 1 under par, so that was pretty encouraging. But obviously I'm disappointed to be going home at the weekend, and it's the first time I've missed a cut at the Open, so it's obviously quite disappointing.
What frame of mind do you leave the Open Championship in after obviously the big disappointment of yesterday?
Disappointed, but I guess I have a clear picture of what I need to work on and what I need to do to put things right. Sometimes this game can feel further away than it actually is, and obviously at the end of yesterday it couldn't have felt much further away, and today you play the last 11 holes like that, you see some positive signs, and you try and sort of take anything you can from that.
Can you fix it before the defence of the USPGA?
We'll see. I've got a nice run of events coming up, six events in the next 8 weeks, so I'm looking forward to just playing golf and playing tournaments and getting on into a run of events.
And playing more regular golf, do you think that will be a big help for you as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think playing a bit more golf will definitely help, because it's more of a scoring issue. I don't want to say that I wasn't sharp coming in here, but a couple of weeks off, you're getting that first tee again on Thursday, and it feels a little different, obviously, to when you've been practicing for 2 weeks. So, I'm looking forward to the next round of events coming up, and it should be good to get some more competitive play and see how that goes.
What are the positive signs? And you've gone down a different road over these last 2 weeks, or a certain road over these last 2 weeks. Do you think it's the right road? Are you going to persist with it in spite of what's happened here?
I took myself away and just hit balls and tried to figure out what was maybe not quite right technically. And I think, I just need to sort of forget about that now and just go and play golf and go and try and score and shoot scores and be on the golf course, and I think that's something that is very important for these next few weeks.
And the crowd out there today, did you feel that they were willing you to play well?
It was a bit like a sympathy out there, but no, but it was nice. Obviously they were willing me to play well, and it's disappointing to obviously not be here for the weekend, because it's great to play in front of these crowds.
The links experience here, it was always going to be difficult in the hard bouncy links. Bridgestone last year, you turned it around in Bridgestone the whole season from the next tournament onwards. That's the course you're going to enjoy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Four really good competitive rounds there, so looking forward to that, and it's a great prep for the PGA. So really looking forward to Akron. It's a place that I've done well at before. It's a place I feel like I can win. Going there, really excited to just play four rounds of golf. There's no cut. But then, play and practice, and it's a great place to practice as well, great facilities, and obviously couldn't ask for better preparation for the defence of the PGA the week later.
Rory, you did talk yesterday about that you hit the ball well yesterday. Was it pretty much a carryover into today as well, though?
I hit it okay. A couple of loose shots here and there, but... It wasn't my best ball striking round, but it was okay. In other days I could have hit it like that and shot something a lot better, just because the scoring aspect of my game isn't where it needs to be.
How much of that comes into play, though, that if you're not playing well and the disappointment of this, does that just start to build after a while? It's like, well, as you said, you took out some clubs you normally wouldn't have played.
Yeah, exactly. But I still wanted to get something out of it those last 10 holes. I wanted to at least, say, okay, I'm going to work towards, building up for the next tournament and hit driver, because driver's going to be very important around Akron. And, I hit some good drives out there. And, by the looks of it, I should have probably hit driver everywhere this week. It might have done me better.
You know what you're able to do, because you've done it before. You've won majors. Can you talk about the disappointment you have in yourself, or is that the overstating the case in a tournament like this the last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really be disappointed in myself because I don't feel like I've done anything wrong in terms of like underprepare or mm-hmm. you know, not taking it. You know, I've done everything I could. It just didn't work out for me. So
yeah, well, a lot of that just the grind. I mean, if you're playing at your best, how hard it is out here, right?
Yeah,
so if you're
exactly.
not, does that tell a lot about what this weekend was?
Yeah, of course. And it's you know, going out there this afternoon. It's bouncy. It's firm. It's you know, it's very tricky. And I don't think anyone in the last 20 grips has shot under par, so yeah. It just shows you how tough it is.
Could GMAC or Darren do it again here?
I think they're close enough to the lead. I know GMAC finished on 4, Darren finished on 2? 1?
1.
Okay. Yeah, they're close enough to the lead, so they can, obviously, Clarkie's had that Clark drug before, and it would be great to see either one of them do it this weekend.
Nice fist bump there on 17. You haven't lost your sense of humour, obviously.
No, of course, it was a very big putt for me. but yeah, it's...
keep it in perspective.
Yeah, exactly, of course.
Rory, can if somebody were to ask you the number one reason why you haven't won the state bid of the season, what would you say?
I don't know if I can single out one thing. I think it's been a combination of things, to be honest, Doug. I think schedule hasn't been quite right. Swing hasn't been quite right. And a combination of those has led to, I guess, sloppy play. Just because of, you know, not sharp enough. And because whenever you're whenever you're swinging it well and you're confident, you know, you can take a couple of weeks off going, you know, go to the next event and play and you're okay.